Hello, my name is Ron Navarro, and I'm a junior at Savannah High School, and I'm going to be interviewing my cousin, who is currently a four-year at Castle University of Fullerton. Serena?
Hello, my name is Serena. Like Raul mentioned, I am in my fourth year at Cal State Fullerton, and I am also a front desk receptionist at a massage studio.
Okay, and today I'm going to be interviewing you on the American Dream. So my first question is, how do you feel about where you are in life?
I feel great because I am attending a university. I am happy that I was given the opportunity to attend such a great school.
Are you happy about it?
Yes, of course I am.
So my next question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I plan to have earned a master's degree in healthcare administration, and also be working in my career, like starting my career, and also starting a family.
And, are you going to be taking any breaks between your bachelor's degree and your master's degree, or are you just going to go
straight into
the You're going to go straight into it?
No, so I plan to take a break. I will be receiving my bachelor's degree at the end of the year, so December, next fall semester. And then I'll be taking like a year break, and then I want to start the master's program.
What do you plan to do in that year break? Do you plan just to be working or to be studying?
Yes, I plan to be working and save up money, lots of money, because the program is pretty pricey.
Okay, so the next question is, who is your biggest role model in life, and what has a person done for you?
My biggest role model would have to be my father. He has been there for me and my sisters for everything, basically.
Keep going.
Yeah, so I feel like he deserves, like, the world.
Okay. And what struggles have you faced in life? Or what was, like, struggles / obstacles?
I would say my biggest obstacle in life would have to be academics, because college is pretty stressful and hard. Like, I feel like high school was a lot easier than college. And when it was my first year attending college, like, I feel like it was my hardest. So, yeah, I would say college would have to be my biggest, like, struggle thus far.
Have you, and has that stopped you from accomplishing your goals?
No, of course not. I feel like it pushes me harder to pursue my goals in my career.
What resources helped you, accomplish those goals?
Or get through the struggles?
Yeah.
I would say having my support system. So my family has helped me get through those struggles and stressors in life. And also seeking counseling.
Okay. And then, if you could redo anything in life, what would it be?
I would say being more prepared, like, before attending college. I feel like I wasn't as prepared, and, I went in undeclared, so I didn't really Well, I was, like, interested in the medical field, but, like, I didn't really know what I wanted to major in. So I would say that's one thing I would want to.
Okay. And then, so the main topic of this podcast is what the American dream. And then my question is, what does the American dream mean to you? What is, the American dream basically is, like, it's a personal goal, like, having, like, money and not be able to struggle, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so, the American dream to me means basically being successful in what I do, being successful in life, not being stressed out or, like, stressing over money. So basically living comfortably, and being happy in myself and with my family.
Okay. Do you think you've accomplished the American dream? Honestly, or your personal American dream?
Not at the moment, but hopefully in the next couple years, or like 5 or 10 years, I hope to accomplish my perspective of the American dream.
And the last follow-up question to that is, do you think the American dream is still obtainable today?
Yes, I believe so. I feel like everyone has the opportunity to accomplish their American dream, or what they think the American dream means to them. They just have to, like, set boundaries and standards for themselves to pursue that.
Well, for me, my American dream is, I feel like, to be successful in life and to have a family and not having to, well, basically, like, it relates to yours, not to be worrying about money and be comfortable in life. And then, all in all, I just want to be happy. So, and then the next question is, do you have any advice for me, for the future, after high school, before I head into college?
Yes. I feel like at this stage, or like, you know, you're going into your last year of high school, I recommend that you research, like, different careers you might be interested in, so you can have a better perspective when you get into college. And also save money, because college is pretty pricey, like books, parking, all that good stuff. So you're currently working right now, so I definitely recommend you save like $20 or so each paycheck, because that will help you on the long run. And also to never give up, because
okay. So the last question I have for you is, if you could go back in time, what would you tell yourself before your high school career and college career?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
If you could go back in time, what would you tell yourself before your college and high school career?
So I would tell myself to have fun, but also remember that education is a priority. And in order to be successful, you have to do good in college and your academics, and never stop.
Okay, so that's the end of my interview from Serena Navarro and Roland Navarro. Thank you.